Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
It is Monday.
July 16th.
July 16th.
Just in case you didn't know.
I had it pulled up on my phone this time so that I would actually say the right month.
It is officially the middle of July.
It is the MLB All-Star break for our baseball fans. I know we have baseball fans. Yes, they are officially in break.
Wow.
I'm excited.
What does this mean?
It means the All-Star game is happening tomorrow, I think. I really should know these things, but it's been like World Cup fever around here. So, and my team won, so I was pretty excited about
that. Speaking of fever, it is hot.
It is so hot.
Tried to go to the playground, the park this weekend with my son. We were there for like a half an hour. No one else was there because they were all smart.
Yeah.
We tried playing in the shade. It worked for a little bit. But there are some other fun things you can do this summer. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Something fun you can do at home in the cool.
In the air conditioning.
In the air conditioning.
Thanks to our underwriters, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for your support of the Coffee Hour. You can find more about them at cuw.edu, or you can go to our website, kfuo.org, and look for them in the underwriter section.
Live uncommon.
Yes.
Speaking of being hot, what coffee do you have? Because you drink hot coffee when it's 100 degrees outside.
I do. I did yesterday, too, in like 110 degree parking lot. It's my super special local St. Louis roast from a little roaster up in the Del Mar Loop.
Excellent.
It's so good.
Speaking of St. Louis, we have a St. Louis story today, right?
We do. Yes. Local. And something fun you can do with your kids inside or outside, maybe. And it's one of my favorite things. Music, of course. We have Kristen Sorth from the St. Louis County Library Director with us, joining us by phone today to talk about how you can borrow musical instruments.
I'm so excited.
From a library, which I think is awesome. Welcome, Kristen.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
And so tell us about your role, what a library director does for our library fans out there, and a little bit of the mission and the vision of the St. Louis Library.
We are a large suburban system in St. Louis, obviously, and we have 20 branches, and we're scattered all over St. Louis County from far north to far south to out west. And we provide pretty traditional, obviously, library services. We have books and CDs and DVDs you can check out from the library. And we do lots of programs. We do programs related to health and wellness. And then we have a ton of programs related to music and art. And sort of we take the STEM-related programming and we add an A to it. We call it STEAM. And so we include art and music into that programming. And so this new musical instrument lending program goes right along with that. As far as my job, certainly I am, you know, running the day-to-day operations of the library. We have lots of people that do that along with me. But our main focus is to really be a center of community where our branches are located. And so we try and respond to the needs of the communities in which we serve. And that includes our collection and our programs and all of the services that we provide. You know, we also have free Wi-Fi and public access computers and computer classes. And we're a lot. We do a lot.
I have a four-year-old son, and we have a weekly date at the library that we go and spend time there and at our branch. And he just loves it. And there is always something interesting. I mean, certainly lots of books. And so we pick out books to check out for the week. But there are plenty of other things for him there to learn. The most exciting this summer or this past fall was to discover that you have telescopes available for us to check out.
What?
So
absolutely.
We have loved the telescopes. And every week he wants to check out a telescope. So we've had to bring this down. So once he finds out about these musical instruments, it's going to be challenging. So how does music, music appreciation, music fit into this mission of the St. Louis County Library?
Well, we definitely are about expanding people's horizons, I guess you would say. And so people come here to learn and to try new things, and we really want to support those efforts. And like I said, we have a lot of musical programming. We have concerts, free concerts. We have kids' concerts. We have adult concerts. We started a local music lending program a couple years ago, so you can stream local music with your library card onto a device. And then we were thinking about some options of things we could do this year, and we thought maybe it's time we try lending musical instruments. A couple libraries around the country have done it with quite a bit of success, and we thought, you know, St. Louis is a pretty amazing music town, and we thought, let's give it a try. So we went and started talking about a plan, and we decided to start with ukuleles and acoustic guitars and banjos and bongos. So we started with four types of musical instruments, and then the plan is to expand it in the fall and add additional instruments for checkout, like keyboards, string instruments, electric guitars, those kinds of things. We have to stay away from instruments like, you know, clarinets and things you put your mouth on. So we need to lend musical instruments that don't involve that. But I can tell you, we launched in June, and it's been wildly successful. We have, I don't know if you experienced this when you first checked out the telescopes, but we had a pretty long waiting list for telescopes when we first started lending them. And that is the same case for the musical instruments. We have a very long waiting list, and we're going to buy some more to kind of help with the waiting list.
That is so cool. I want to go check one out.
Can we send a banjo to the Eureka Hills branch?
Yeah. Let's all
is
learn
that
banjo.
Your branch? Is
yes.
That the branch you go to? You know, you're getting a new branch eventually.
I heard.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And we're also going through this massive construction project where we're renovating and replacing all of our branches. And that's really turned people's view of libraries, I think, upside down when they come into a newly renovated branch, because it's just not sort of the quiet, dark, kind of shushy place. It's really more about, you know, having fun and dynamic spaces where people want to spend the day.
So true. Thing. There are things to climb on at the Daniel
what?
Boone branch.
That is
yes.
just awesome.
Yes. The Daniel Boone branch has a discovery zone. It has a pneumatic tube wall and a slide, and it's pretty awesome.
That is so cool. It's cool though. Now with the STEM and the STEAM programs, like learning new things is cool now. Like it's the thing that you want to do, which is awesome, I think. What has been the feedback? Have you heard from kids and parents about this program? What have they been telling you?
Well, I can tell you that the first day that we started lending the musical instruments, they were all checked out by like 10 o'clock.
I'm sure, yeah.
So people were waiting to come in, and I think people are pretty excited. You know, part of what we're trying to do is to give people an opportunity to try something new or develop a greater appreciation of music, and it's hard to do that. Musical instruments are expensive. Mm-hmm. So if you just want to try something out and see if you want to expand on it or take lessons or pick up a musical instrument, that's not always easy for some people in our community. And then other people just want to try to play the bongos. So parents and kids alike have been excited. I saw kids carrying out the bongo drums from our Grants View branch. And then we have adults checking them out as well. And they come with most of them come with music books and instructional DVDs. So those go along with them as well.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
I check this thing out, and I don't know what to do with it. So that's helpful that there are some instructional resources. I didn't realize a DVD coming with it. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
it really is. And the Ukulele Fight Club, they have been great. So they donated money so that we could buy more ukuleles. And I don't know if you all are familiar with them, but they're this amazing group of individuals that do concerts around town, and they play the ukuleles, obviously, and they are great. And so they've been very supportive because they're really interested in getting people out and trying the ukulele, which is pretty good introductory into playing the guitar or doing additional things is to start with a ukulele.
Yeah, I learned how to play the ukulele many years ago, but it's a very accessible instrument.
Secret talent I did not know about.
No, it was way back in the day.
You should come to the library. We have ukulele meetup nights where people come in and all sit in a room together and play the ukulele.
That sounds so fun.
What's the typical time or amount of time that you can check out a musical instrument from the library?
You can check them out for 2 weeks.
That's enough time for me to either decide that I love it or hate it. That's right.
What is the process that you mentioned a waiting list? Is there still a waiting list?
There is still a waiting list, and people can come in and you can put holds on them. So if you're interested in checking them out, you can go into our online system and request one of the instruments, either ukulele, acoustic guitar, a banjo, or a bongo, or you can go into the branch and they can help you with that as well. And then when it's ready, you pick it up. We have them available at 4 of our branches, and there are big regional branches. So that's Daniel Boone, Grants View, Headquarters, and Florissant Valley.
Is there somewhere online that people in the St. Louis County can go to either learn more about this or maybe bookmark so they remember to go back?
Yeah, our website is great. We have all kinds of information there, and I think that there's a big section on the musical instrument lending, but it's SLCL, www.slcl.org is our website.
I'm looking up. Oh, there it is. I'm getting on the hold list for the banjo. Thanks so much, Kristen.
Check that box.
I have the app, so I'm going right
to
it.
Funny.
Oh, yeah, the app is great. If people haven't used I use the app all the time. So I would recommend using the app, especially if you like to download ebooks to read on your device. I think the app is fantastic.
That is Andy's thing, ebooks. I hear every morning.
Ebooks, audiobooks. Kristen Sorth, she's the St. Louis County Library Director. Thanks so much for sharing with us about the new musical instrument loan program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, more music on the way, actually. We're going to talk about music again in just
a
little bit.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.